Welcome to this podcast episode. Today I will be talking with you about a key element when it comes to dating. This is so important, and I'm telling you, this makes up 80% of your success with men. Welcome to She is Irresistible, the podcast for ambitious women who want to find love and have a lasting and fulfilling relationship. I'm Miu, your host, and it is my mission to help you unlock the best version of yourself so you become irresistible to quality men. This podcast is filled with deep insights and practical tips to improve your love life today. If you're ready to find out how to attract and keep your perfect match, this podcast is for you. I'm so excited for you to be here, and I can't wait to dive in. So in this episode today, I will be talking about mindset, the energy you're in when you're dating, and the importance to really pay attention to these two things to uplevel your love life. I would like to start with an example, because I just listened to a podcast where three influencers talked about their dating experience on Tinder. And two of them saw Tinder as a fun way to date without taking it too seriously, while the other girl didn't like Tinder at all. And while all of them had their weird experiences, the girl who herself stated that she hates Tinder had way more bad experiences than the other two girls. She really emphasized on how terrible she finds Tinder, and she didn't mention one positive thing. So she kept deleting the app, came back on the app, deleted the app, came back on, and I think many girls are doing that. But she, even though she kept coming back to it, her experiences did not improve. While the other two girls, on the other hand, had weird experiences too, but they didn't get drawn into them. While they stated that dating can be tricky, they didn't overly focus on the negative stories about what didn't go right and how many idiots they met online, but mainly they talked mainly about what they enjoyed about dating. For instance, meeting different people and going to different places. The negative girl listed all the no-goes for her, things that she can't stand about men. She doesn't like it when they wear a certain type of shoes, when they ask her certain things, when men had a detailed description in their profile, as she doesn't like it when men try too hard, and all these things. So what I'm saying here is, I'm not saying that you should go for men, for instance, if you hate the way they are dressed. What I'm saying is that she focused on those things mainly as compared to the other two girls. She also said that she knows that she has a problem, but this is just how she is. And it's not that the other girls don't have any things they don't like about men. The difference is that they didn't emphasize on them as much, or even not at all. They just put their attention on the positives and didn't take dating too seriously, meaning they weren't fixated on the outcome, but enjoyed the process. If at all, they were laughing at their experiences and the weird things that happened to them with men. You see, the thing with dating and life in general is that the energy we're putting out gets matched and it's reflected back to us. What we are focused on expands. When we keep focusing on negative things, we will find more of these negative things, situation, and people in our lives. We're literally attracting them to us. In life, we get more of what we're focusing on. And this is not any different when it comes to men and dating. Meaning, when you're on an app in a bad mood, thinking about things you don't want to happen, and the type of men you don't want to attract, guess what? This is what you will be attracting, or better, this is what you will see, because what you will be seeing more of, because you're putting your attention on it. which is why it is so important for you to get yourself in a positive mood before you go on the dating apps. Even when you set up your online dating profile, your energy will shine through. But there's also another way how our mindset makes it hard to get what we desire. And this is when we're standing in our own way. It's when we are thinking we're not good enough to have something or someone. It's the stories we tell ourselves that we aren't even aware of, because those limiting thoughts are buried in our subconscious mind. Here's an example. One of my clients met a guy online she felt attracted to. They've chatted back and forth until the topics car and driving came up. And she doesn't drive. She doesn't have a car either. She has a driving license, but never practiced. When this topic came up, she immediately felt uncomfortable and felt that she has to justify herself and explain to him why she doesn't drive. And as the conversation continued, she felt awkward and was under the impression that he had lost interest because of this, which is completely nuts. But because this is her story, that men don't feel attracted to women who don't drive, she's in a sense in a blind spot. So I said to her that the problem isn't that she doesn't drive or that she doesn't have a car. The problem is the story that she tells herself, the belief that drives the thought that there is something wrong with her and there is something that makes her not worthy enough for a great man to be interested in her because she doesn't drive. Does this make sense? To someone else who doesn't have this limiting belief, it wouldn't even occur that this could be an issue. And then I asked her whether she actually wants to learn how to drive. And her response was that she doesn't want to learn how to drive just because a guy wants her to. And I agree, that shouldn't be the reason why she should be learning how to drive solely because someone else wants her to drive. However, because she was so triggered by that car topic, I digged a bit deeper. Turns out that she previously wanted to learn how to drive, but that she feels too anxious and she feels stupid because everyone can learn how to drive. In her world, everyone can learn how to drive, but it's just too much for her. So now we're discovering another problem, which is that she actually wants to learn how to drive and that she feels stupid because she can't. The important part here is that she said she herself feels stupid and incapable, which is the reason why she was so triggered by what this guy said. But he didn't call her stupid. I'm sure he didn't even think that she's stupid. But she did. Because this is the story she tells herself and has been telling herself since I don't know for how many years. In her mind, every man wants a woman with a car and who drives, which is crazy. It doesn't even make any sense. So a key step to change your life and to get what you want in life is to start asking yourself, what are your crazy stories and why are those crazy beliefs there and when are they coming up? Where are they coming from? And whether this is the ultimate truth. Is it the ultimate truth that men don't like women who can't drive? No. You need to unmantle the story you're telling yourself, because the stories we keep telling ourselves determine whether we will get in life what we want or not. And this is no different when it comes to men and relationships. So if you're not where you are, where you want to be, what is the story that's on repeat in your mind? The story that keeps you stuck where you are and not where you want to be. The majority of our limiting beliefs that come with our story, the stories we tell ourselves, stem from our childhood. There was a seed planted during that time. And over time, these beliefs were reinforced by experiences that confirmed that belief, and it became a part of who we are and how we see ourselves. That seed grew when we had experiences that confirmed that belief. Do you understand? There was a seed planted in your childhood that over time grew to a belief because it was reinforced by different experiences. digging for these beliefs is hard, but then it isn't. It's hard in terms of it will be emotionally challenging, which is the reason why most people don't want to look at what's going on within themselves. But the process itself is just practice. So you need to commit to, if you want to find out your limiting beliefs, you need to commit to practicing, observing what's going on within you. Looking at your own story makes you realize where you messed up and where you have to take responsibility rather than blaming others. And that's not easy. That's the hard part. And it also makes us realize when we let ourselves down in times when we should have stood up for ourselves. And sometimes when we go really deep, we realize that there is nothing we could have done. And we just have to accept that other people hurt us, especially in childhood. Here is a tip that you can start implementing today when you find yourself in a situation that triggers you. A situation where you feel angry, or when you start comparing yourself and you start to really feel down because you believe the other person is so much better than you, or when you find yourself acting like a crazy person. For instance, when you call a guy 3, 4 or even more times without getting a response. First, the good thing to know is that those feelings don't just come up out of the blue. How we feel comes from our beliefs that are constantly reinforced by our thoughts. And a negative belief spiral begins when a situation triggers a thought within us. This thought then makes us feel a certain way, which then makes us behave in a certain way, which is us getting angry, anxious, crazy, or whatever. This spiral always follows the same pattern and also works with positive thoughts that then create a positive feeling. Now, if you want to change an outcome that was determined by an action, which was caused by a feeling that was triggered by a thought, you need to change the thought that triggered that feeling. Does this make sense? It sounds more complicated than it actually is. I say it again. If you want to change an outcome that was determined by an action, which was caused by a feeling that was triggered by a thought, you need to change the thought that triggered that feeling. And the first step is for you to find out the thought that was triggered, or the thought that triggered that feeling. And then you need to think thoughts aligned with how you want to feel. That's the second step. This sounds almost as if it's too easy to be true, but because 95% of the time our subconscious mind runs the show and determines what thoughts we think, this usually takes time. You've been living on autopilot for pretty much all your life based on your beliefs. Changing from autopilot to intentional thinking takes practice. But when you do it often enough, when you keep training your brain to think thoughts aligned with the outcome you want to see, the thoughts will become more deeply ingrained in your brain in the same way your previous beliefs were. They will become automatic, which will then lead to behavior patterns that are in your favor rather than sabotaging what you actually want. Journaling is always a great way to get to the bottom of limiting beliefs. There's something about taking a pen into your hand and writing it down, and that is really powerful and has the biggest impact rather than just thinking or talking about them. So the next time when you feel anxious, sad, upset, and you feel that this may be a response that is out of proportion to what has happened, then sit down and think about what you want and why you think you cannot have it. All the thoughts that are coming up to justify why you cannot have something are your limiting beliefs, the beliefs that are holding you where you are. The process takes a little practice if you're not used to it, but I'm telling you from my own experience that discovering your limiting beliefs and replacing them with thoughts that support how you want to feel will change your life. But you have to be consistent. You have to do it every single day if you want to level up. and you have to do it on a regular basis. It just needs to be part, or needs to become part of your life, because every time you want to level up, different limiting beliefs will come up for you. But the process will become easier and quicker. I'm not saying that every situation in your life always needs to be positive. We all have situations that will make us sad, angry, or whatever. We call those feelings negative feelings, but what they actually are lower vibrational emotions that are also part of our life. You can feel a difference when you are happy, you feel light, and things are running smooth. And when you're sad, it comes with a heavy feeling and you hit one obstacle after the other. Those lower vibrational emotions are also part of the human experience, and it is important to feel them and then to release them. What you shouldn't be doing is dwelling in them. Oh, if you find yourself in a situation where you feel you're overreacting, ask yourself, where is this coming from? Why I am so triggered by this? Be curious about your reaction. And most importantly, be compassionate with yourself and don't beat yourself up. Because when you start to beat yourself up and be judgmental, then you are in your ego state. When you find out what situation this feeling originally comes from, you're already becoming aware of it. If you want to change how you feel, and if you want to have a more positive experience, you need to change the thought that drives your feelings. 90% of the time we're thinking the same thoughts, 60,000 to 70 thoughts each day, by the way. 90% of them are the exact same thoughts we've been thinking about the day before and the day before, and they are automatic. Those thoughts are hardwired in our brains. If we want to have different outcomes, we need to start thinking different thoughts and change our beliefs. The other thing is, we can only be either in a positive or a negative vibrational state. We can't be both at the same time. And I don't mean that you should be pretending to be positive when it's not how you feel inside, as how you feel is what counts. You can't fake or face tune your energy, so to speak. When you pretend to be confident and you pretend to feel worthy, but deep down you're doubting yourself, you will have a very hard time to get where you want to be. Your vibe comes through all the time. It even comes through on dating apps. You can't see it, but it's there. It's like with the Wi-Fi. You can't see it, but it's there, and you can get on the internet, right? Or you can tune into the frequency of a radio station. You can't see the frequency, but it's there. Otherwise, you couldn't listen to your favorite station. So how do you know whether you're sending out good vibes or bad vibes? It's simple. You can tell by the way you feel. When you feel good and happy, you're in a positive energy, a high vibrational state. When you're unhappy, sad, angry, jealous, resentful, that's when you are in a low vibrational state. This is it for today. We are already at the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to She's Irresistible. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for the next episode. If you need help with your love life, you can find me on my website, elmio.com, and my social media channels. You can find all the links in the description box of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.